Recording locked. Send button.
And anyone else who's interested, you were asking about doing pitch bends on takes. Hopefully this will show you how I would do it.
One audio, one item.
So I've got one audio item. Yeah, I've got one audio item, and it sounds like this. So that's two bars of me going ooh. And I want to pitch bend some of that. So I'm going to go to the item itself. So I did control left to select it. Then control application key to get the context menu up. That's for the tracks, isn't it? It's just application key once I've selected the item.
Context menu. Item settings, item properties, source properties, group submenu, take submenu.
And then I arrow down until I get to the take submenu, go into that.
Next, take the other.
And then go down quite a bit until you get to take pitch envelope. Enter on that and then press Control L to
pitch envelope.
Go to it. Then I'm going to control page down to
beat three,
and I'm going to add a envelope point with Shift Alt E adds an envelope point.
Set envelope point value edit selected plus 0.000.
But I'm going to keep it there at zero because that's where I want my pitch bend to start. But I do need to Shift Tab.
Pay attention. Check combo box linear collapse.
To the shape I want. Now you can have linear. So there's a couple of options there to experiment with, but I'm going to do a fast start. And then I just hit enter. Now I'm going to go to one beat later. To beat four. And I'm going to do another Shift Alt E to add a point. And it's asking this in cents, the value, so I'm going to put 2.0 cents. And I'm going to want to change the pitch after this again, so I'm going to go Shift Tab. I'm going to do the fast start one again. And now I'm going to go another beat. So I'm now at the beginning of bar two. I'm going to add another point with Shift Alt E.
And
I'm going to go minus two. So I would have gone from the original up two semitones and down now to minus two below where I was originally. And this time, I'm going to use the square shape. And then the last point I'm going to enter is on beat two of the second bar. Zero. I'm going to add a zero. And I don't care what shape it is now because I'm not going to do any more pitch bends after this. So let's go back to the beginning. So I hope you were able to hear that okay. So it got to beat three, went up two semitones, then it went down four semitones to get to minus two, and it all did that quite smoothly, and then it snapped back to zero because I had used the square. So the thing to note there is the shape of the movement is, you, when you set that for a point, it's defining how it will move, how it will change after you've after the time where you've inserted it. So that's for audio. Now I'm going to mute that track.
Muted.
And play you another track, which is just a bit of rear synth. And it's a lovely C chord. I'm going to do the same on this. So I'm going to go to the take itself. application key.
Context menu, item set, item prop, source property, group, submenu, take, submenu.
Go to the take menu.
Left, take, deep, read, delete, crop, view, block, show, remove, take, 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 unend, take, mute, envelope, take, pitch, envelope, level, take, pitch, envelope, deep.
Go to the pitch envelope.
Pitch envelope, modify, three, release, 6.0.
Control L to activate it.
Pitch envelope.
Gonna go to...
Beat 2.
Go back to make sure I'm at the beginning.
Beat 2. Beat 3.
Beat 3. Gonna add a point. I'm going to add it, I'm going to make it stay zero actually, because that's, I'm not going to change it, but I'll change the, go one more beat, add another point, shift alt E, make it go nice and high, 4.0, and that's all I'll do, so I'll now press play. And nothing happens. It doesn't change at all. I've got no idea why that is. If someone more knowledgeable can explain, I'd be grateful. So what, if you do want to record MIDI instruments and do pitch bends after the event, what you do, you select the track, do control application key to render, go down to the render menu. So I'm going to render to a mono track pre-effects. So now I just got one track, it's effectively now audio. And you can now do what you want, I believe.
102
I know it's locked. Ah, maybe that's why it doesn't work. Right, maybe then. Right, I'm going to stop my demo here because there's too much unknowns. So either you will be able to do the same process now because it's as before, but you will have to unlock it first, which is Shift F2, or actually right application key and settings. Ah, let's carry on. So we've unlocked it. Let's see if we can now set the pitch envelope. Take sub menu. Take pitch envelope. Let's go arm it.
Look track envelopes.
Oh, it says
2 reads in arm one atom. 102 reads. Pitch envelope.
Pitch envelope. Well, after I selected the item, let's go to
beat
2. Let's go to beat 3. Insert a shift alt 2. Let's actually no. Let's escape that. I'm going to go back. Back to beat 2. Insert, and set it to zero, not change the pitch. So this is where my, I'm going to start, so my pitch bend is starting on beat 2. Go to beat 3, insert another point. Nice and high again, 4.0. And let's see if that works. Yay! We have pitch bend. So, that's how I would do pitch bends after the event, and I hope that helps. And if anyone can explain why it doesn't work on MIDI tracks as they are, and you have to render them first before you can apply that, I'd be interested to know. Thanks very much.